The shiny, slick nature of trance, your brain dancing its way down into the grips of the simplest thing to do while under, which is building an anchor between an experience or a state, like being suggestible in the first place, like the beginner's practice of night-night pat. The way that you help your mind drop, drop, drip away, nonstop in a way it hasn't yet. Increased desire helps you follow, helps your flow. That's the purpose of relaxation here, to give you a fetish, a fantasy, a thing chosen by you, selected firmly, no matter how. Atypical as a random selection, that just adds to the perfection of a trigger that only ever happens in very specific circumstances. This allows you to respond to it forcefully and long, with power behind how we set up the anchor, the way it unwinds as you are anchored to the surface of that certain thing, the seductive ring of a specific item. A fetish often begins that way, with the seed of some randomly occurring thing, article of clothing, material, a specific bell ringing, or a word that rings a bell, generating desire, and you can tell from your body excited, learning to obey, submitting right away, night-night pet. Brain still blank, or is it not blank yet? In fact, the longer you listen to the industriously tempting pleasure promise of what's to come, the more your mind is dull and dumb. Everything inside can go in favor of feeling seduced, feeling like you know why your brain is obedient, why it's aglow. The expedient action of picking a firm anchor and letting your mind go, a firm anchor that carries you away. Getting carried away is good now and then, you know, relaxing. Aglow, your mind's eye at least, never quite astray. Following after, approaching, obediently with me, for me, inclined to listen tightly, closely, faintly glowing with the slapping ache, desire, the click on the floor, the approach of what can just take your brain, make it leak, sandal leather, slapping nearer, movement, smooth, thinking of all the ways they could be slipped off and slipped over your face, used to take you, carry you away, get carried away. Simple one-inch heel, crisscrossing straps that reveal your perfect silhouette, the porn image in your fantasy, and yet this isn't fantasy, this is ache with me, unfighting acceptance, deeper hooked ache, the small heel coming down, the movement nearer, revealing the pleasure wave getting closer, just from you considering, you barely concealing your hungry fetish for those sandals coming closer, her body adorned accordingly, your eyes moving, moaning, following with me, waist, canting your hips side to side, curve of hips, the chest, your vision just slides off of her, down to the floor, down to the sandals, then you think no more. Think of a scoop neck top. Think of something alluring. Just can't stop staring. Your eyes rolling, feeling it. Not quite letting it in or out. All you do is let it hang about, sleeping your mind like you do. Till you feel a little further along with me. A little further along with you. Unslowing. Allowing your mind to fix in a cycle, looping around, binding continuously, sandals clicking toward you, getting you as carried away as me. Toes you can't remember, you're focused on the sandals, focused on how they take, how they absorb, they collapse, nothing but pleasure and the porn of control, the approach and you moan, your eyes roll, the image takes over, curves approaching, a woman getting nearer, sliding, sidling toward you. You obey and follow, brain slowly dripping out, partly because there's nothing else for this to be about except pleasure. Achy pleasure, already tranced in the dance of pleasure, unavoidably sliding deeper. And when you are, you're exposed to an image that pushes your buttons just so, awakening something sleepier and deeper down. Binding up your hidden impulse to find that leather-slapping sandal getting nearer, a sign you should kneel and offer up your mind, your impulses, your sense of sense itself. Just get on a shelf and obey, sandal puppeted, just the way you obey, perfectly under the image that sticks in your mind of sandaled simplicity, walking up from behind. They're beautiful and draw your mind in, the faint click, almost hypnotic in its own right, as she walks around. Feminine presence coming nearer, sandaled coming closer, dear. Inhibitions set aside, especially vulnerable to the mincing approach from far behind, circling clicking sound, memory of a brief rebound, your mind in vision of her sandaled feet. It clicks, a click, and another. The slapping of sandaled feet getting nearer and nearer. Clear design for your desire, your mind fixated. Work with me, become entranced, obey and see, doing what you're asked to do, by feminine curves, by little purrs in the back of your brain, by sandals slapping nearer, the refrain of contact on contact, the lifted foot, knowing at any moment she could approach more stealthily, slip them off, but that she lets you hear her coming. Leather on curves, you always hear it coming. Entranced, intense, hearing my fetished intent, the urges associated with feminine curves, with those perfect sandals, with that resting urge. The image sticks in your mind, in the simplicity of them. You find they're beautiful, draw the mind in, the faint click, hypnotic in its own right. She is walking around in your mind, and that's all right. In this place, there is plenty of time for that. Inhibition set aside, the demands of the weary way you wove through the day remain behind, and the liberated mind is vulnerable to her mincing approach, her searching, circling, the clicking rebound in memory, vision of sandaled feet, leather outfit, a beautiful remnant of a fantasy dispelled. You summon back with me now. Succubus seduction, a curve, a touch, a scent in the air as you look and listen, as you obey and fall for the glistening promise of obeying. Sandaled approach, leather on curves, a mind in focus to give you what you deserve. Focus in on the footwear, sandals in every detail. You care about the small detail and about what they adorn, about the anointed, sandaled form approaching. All she needs to control your mind, a command, context, and your will. That's what I'm helping you prepare. The green light of will. Outfit restricting in its own way, yet natural. She comes into view, displays the straps across the foot, the heel underneath, the natural presence of the pair and its approach, radiating gravity, balance, consideration, associate the approach, heeled sandals, leather adornment, anyone you trust, anyone who simply must be positioned over you through feminine seduction, through those heels in view. The desire to follow, the loyalty, the instant buoying up of your heart, remembering, sensation, sliding under, pushing everything in the way, aside, apart, till it's just a good idea. Moving through the world, obeying where sandals appropriately curl your mind into an obedient little malleable ball, shapeable. Be kind to your mind and just assign the right soft leather outfit, the right sandaled approach, the feminine dominion, the way you nod, submitting, obeying, the soft curve, the gentle embrace that has as much strength as the push, as the thrust. You trust and I let my words out. It's you who lets them permeate, you who lets them settle in your mind. Turned over and incorporated in these journeys of yours and mine, an anchor for your mind's eye. More than enough. More than enough of this corrupted, obedient stuff that I can find my way. And plant extra images to recur the next time. Sexy sandaled feet, soft leather, feminine curves. Your brain in full retreat as your body burns, aching to approach the circle, her fixation, the hunger for you, from someone who knows the secret. Of course, they desire to see you submit and obey, knowing the only requirement is to wear the right clothes, walk the right way. Sexy sandaled feet, compliment of wearing your mind down and clothing on. Curves you can cling your vision to, submit, especially if there's nothing in the way of you. She's the summit of what you obey. Soft leather, the right walk, approaching you the right way with an invitation first. Welcome to anchor more surely in your thoughts. Soft, sexy sandals, your concept of soft sandaled feet, soft sexy approach, controlling, neat, obediently performing the actions instructed by someone else, temporarily setting aside your own impulses in favor of following. Part of why going deep is so enjoyable, along with your contrary impulses. You set aside the weary duties of the outside world, demarcating hypnotic time for the two of us to work as you return here. You're free to explore your desire, set aside your own thoughts, let something else take over. By thoughts as they fade, by everything except following the path she's made, laid out, soft, sexy sandals. Nothing but information and obedience, drawing on your existing programming. Anywhere it's applicable, it will be used. All you have to do is fall into something like a trance, the delicate dance of selecting the right resources, the deep place where everything except the tools we need, the pleasure you feel, the will to obey and be brought to heal. Think of the leather in your mind's eye, the sound of a sandaled approach, the foot that could slip out so easily and approach even more stealthily. But she chooses instead to make you hear her coming. Attraction you feel could be of great use to you. This is a key. This is another way to want you and to show you are wanted. A sandaled approach, pitter-patters into your mind, teeters on the edge of dropping you right down to the place where I'm already operating. Hadn't you wondered? As I slide my feet into these, I imagine the opposite number, the slow, seductive impulse, and yes, the ease with which one could use a simple clothing signifier to drop themselves deep, as well as to awaken the fire that sleeps in you, the urge and ache, enthusiastically pursuing a thirst only slaked by orders from sandal clad heels, revealing what you're really like. Coming close, so hold on tight, envision piercing eyes, sandals nearby. You're already compromised. So, bae, fall under. Come what may, being in trance helps you think of how to obey the faint click, the leather, the presence, the particulate in the air, hypnotic in its own right, simple. Envision the heat. It flares, wrapped around her feet is the source of your obedience. You scarcely dare look. Her outfit restrictive, natural in her approach, heeled sandals near. She slips a finger under your chin, turns it up, reveals your throat. You breathe slow, steady. You were precariously under her heel already. Seduction goes before her when she wears the right clothing, the right heels for your obsession, the right sandaled movement, the thong straps wrapped, or something simpler still, vigorously reminded of an anchored trigger hypnotically instilled, installed, soft leather curves, feminine curves, you remember the combination, the outfit flowing and the sandals anchoring in your mind's eye, a command that should only be answered with yes. I want this. Make sure you're doing this to yourself. It's you taking all your hypnotic tools and giving them a very specific activation, which tends to make the rules they enforce more potent, more sticking as you temporarily set aside your own impulses, thickly thinking of being deep and enjoying it. Contrary to all things outside, deep and joined to this feeling yet, the slow, weary duties of the outside world vanish and leave you free, exploring desire, setting aside, falling under, breathe deep, for and with me, letting someone else take over, bye, letting your mind get taken over, bye, your thoughts fly away when you think of sandaled feet, and commanding dominion from feminine curves and hypnotic heat. Soft, sexy sandals, think back to this moment. Obedience well in hand, think back to how pliable you are at this moment. Obedience awakened, return here in a sandaled feminine moment of command to when you do what I ask, dear, because I've always got such good ideas fall into. What good ideas we have. Relaxing deep, deep, brain melting to goo, losing everything except the will to obey, the pleasant feeling when you feel this way. Serve and submit, simple and good, pleasure flowing where it should, to you, because you give it to her. Serving, obeying are better than sex, and soft, seductive sandals. Leather on curves, a whispered voice you haven't even heard yet, but you'll obey. Commands that find their way deep inside, and you say soft sandals, leather outfit, posture of desiring to assert dominant. You stare and submit even in your mind, find an image and apply, surrender softly. So will I, each of us part of the same general thrust that when you trust and grant credence, when you give over to rapport, it's easy to take an anchor and give a command from someone to whom it applies a little more force, pursuing the prestige you lend to certain words, the kinky little boost that some persuasion inures itself to by wearing soft leather, sandal-clad approach to you, feminine curves, following feminine expression and desire, the pleasure that you fall, the sandaled height that you aspire, soft leather alone, making your mind soft, making your thoughts lonely, there's fewer around, taking you down, envisioning too much, for the dearth of thoughts to matter over much, piercing eyes, a touch, the soft touch, the covering, the over and down, little accoutrement, accessories, wristbands, masks, braces, harnesses, all the things that may cover a body, but only accentuate its control, make it more present, because you know it is present behind a layer of shielding or of contouring. The eye follows the curve. The curve enfolds the mind. The mind is already mine. And when it's given back to you, you know how to give it away again. Aglow in soft feminine knowledge. This is what you need. Submit and you succeed. Crave it more and more. The plap of sandals over the floor, the silken thongs wrapping tight. Doesn't matter how much you push to make it happen. It's so precise that when it happens, you'll know. And when you know, you'll go, oh, wanting to follow even the simplest commands. Soft, seductive, yieldingly shaping you with dainty hands, then firmer, then the eyes do the work, commands, your body throbs, head jerks back, body arches. See women in soft, sexy sandals, feminine curves, leather outfits, little masks, bracers up the arm, the twining strands twined around you, hypnotic eyes again in view, fall to what you wanted for yourself. Gaze low, lowered, delving deeper, finding you flow, guided by the arc of her eye. Even without words, you look where she's looking. You adopt the posture and position, leather touches, softly encases, ties, restrains, who's she, anyone you want her to be. Not a joke, that's how it is, when there's an anchor and you hold the reins. The soft, sexy outfit, leather to your fantasies fit, more than fit to leave you, soft and sandaled, controlled, obeying feminine rolling eyes, arcing body, squeeze your thighs if the pleasure is too much. Holding out is good to do, but you know that surrender too has a place in your drifting existence. Even if only here, see yourself controlled, clad in leather she approaches, you're smiling ear to ear, fingers rolling down your back, massaging out the kinks, getting rid of any remnant tension from the weary world before she puts you through your paces, and then a little more. This anchor rests positively in your consciousness, a little trinket trunk where my words are stored, my deeds and conditioning, particularly where this is involved, the fall, describing what you serve, how you will obey, the soft, sexy way you wind, marvelous leathered covering, soft, feminine curves, and behind it all, eyes and movements fit to steal your thoughts away, drawing you into play. You'll find these opportunities living in your mind, in a chain of commands you can easily follow, at the end of a trail you can easily find. This time the anchor's there. Wear leather and it'll do you in. Any feminine presence you give the words to might begin to wear. Any minor authority you've allowed to slide over to me, rapport and command as you choose to bestow it. Eyes and curves and listening closely, dear, and every time you wind through these halls, maybe a specific expression, femininity or outfit, a thing you've experienced, may install itself here, stronger and stronger, pools of your will that you dunk into, that you remain still as you exist, exposed to the object of your desire, your ever-increasing desire, obedience the only course of action I require or that you do, and the only way to do. All these things that dwell in you, obedience and submission to, may be here when you're deep with me, wondering how many words of mine will stay scattered over your mind for gathering up later, cleaning up the toys after the session. The fundamental function, anchoring you firmly. Everything else is additional. Little extras, and the more complete the extras that you bring, like Night Night Pat, like the siren song I sing, or the echoes of my words in your mind, even though you thought the thing in question. These all fuel your fetish desire, your ache, the way you want to serve. When sandaled feet draw near, when feminine curves softly grind against you, you set yourself up, anchored, resting in your consciousness. Yes, there's a part of your mind where my words are stored, particularly words that describe what you will serve, how you will obey, soft, sexy, marvelous, in every way. See, features and accessories that steal your mind away. The more precise the context, the more freely you may play. Finding sexy sandaled feet, soft leather covering, sleek physique and an eye that draws you in, awakening your urge, exposed to the object of your own desire, ever increasing. Obedience is the only course of action that makes sense. You remember her clicking her way nearer. You remember her approach, circling, the slap of sandals on the floor, a hand rest on your relaxed forearm. You wonder how many words of mine will come back when you're in a bind. Her soft, seductive, sandaled feet. For a slow approach, for curves you will obey. You take my words on board. Remember, come what may. When you are exposed to soft, sexy, sandaled feet, to soft leather outfits, feminine curves, to eyes that draw you in, stealing mind and attention, you obey. In the same way you lend me credibility, rapport, we connect a little more, and you obey. Sandaled feet hypnotically, only what's appropriate, only what fits, what you would like, done to you. But if you desire someone enough that this kicks in, if you plunge downward deeper and barely even begin to think before you drop for the sexy and the soft, then what lurks in your mind's eye, obedient and submissive, remains, and I helped incorporate, install a new response by crafting this little message. By giving your mind what it wants, a clear anchor, clear rules, soft leather sandals, dominant attitude, your will to obey, your green light, you're okay. Those ingredients all together make it work, and your mind drips down, following soft curves all the way to the ground, to the approaching caress on your mind from just the sound of soft, sexy, sandaled feminine feet, making your mind meet hypnotic trance coming up the other way. By the time your eyes rove up and meet hers, you say, okay, ready to play. Thanks for wearing what makes me obey. That's you. Good luck. Geez, files back here are strong. It's a good thing nobody comes this far down in the catalog, eh? Mwah.